Previously, when we have been discussing the various types of the calcinosis, in the investigations, we were repeatedly mentioning this, that we are going to check the serum calcium, phosphate levels, parathyroid hormone levels, because when there is a systemic hypercalcemia and the calcium homeostasis has been disturbed due to any reason, it will lead to the metastatic cutaneous calcification throughout the skin, which is known as a metastatic calcification. It is also known as a metastatic calcinosis cutis, which may be associated with a certain conditions like hyperparathyroidism, hypervitaminosis D, milk alkali syndrome, sarcoidosis, bone metastasis. However, hyperphosphatemia and vitamin D deficiency are the rare causes. They can present at any age, mainly in the form of a hard nodular calcification present in the skin, subcutaneous tissue, anywhere in the skin, but most commonly in the periarticular distribution. The histopathology will be the same, in which the deposits of the calcium can be seen in dermis and subcutaneous fat with H&E staining and von Kossa stains. Surrounding the infiltrate calcium deposition, there will be inflammatory infiltrate, mainly lymphohistiocytic. Along with these hard nodules, the sign and symptoms of hypercalcemia may also be present, like abdominal pain, renal failure, cardiac arrhythmias, and depression. Sometimes, if there is extensive miliary calcification due to hyperparathyroidism, in that patient, usually extensive miliary calcification develops when there is a renal failure. So overall, itself may be complicated by the renal impairment, or the renal impairment or renal failure itself may cause worsening of the condition. For the disease course, usually metastatic calcification resolves once the underlying hypercalcemia or hyperphosphatemia has been corrected, so it is a treatable disease. For the investigations, we are going to do the full biochemical workup, including serum calcium, phosphate, hyperparathyroid levels. For the confirmation of metastatic calcinosis cutis, the radiology and biopsy will be sufficient. And for the management, correction of the underlying hypercalcemia or hyperphosphatemia will be needed, and it will be sufficient. It will lead to resolution of the cutaneous calcification.